was talking with Paul yesterday about the injuries at the beginning of the year. What do you make of this year for you personally?
Ups and downs. You can never really feel too good about yourself when team is the playoffs. So, you know, I feel like even if early maybe I wasn't 100%, I could have maybe done a little bit more to help this team win more games. Because here at the end of the year, when I was playing my best, I feel like the team has always had better chance winning games. And so, yeah, you can't really feel too good about anything when you miss a playoff.
You said earlier in the year that moving from wing from center to wing really helped you. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm a winger now. Talked to Paul about it too, and I'm more comfortable now on the wing. I think my offensive production is a lot better when I'm a winger. So, no doubt now. I feel like I should be a winger from now on.
What was the actual injury, Matthew?
It was my back. So it was just something happening with my back that kind of just stopped me from being able to really be physical or be as hard as I wanted to be. So it was holding me back. So that's what it was.
Your thumb as well, right?
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. That was maybe for 2 weeks that it was kind of bugging me. But at least the rest of my body, I can still skate and be myself out there. So I don't think the finger did too much. It was only for a couple weeks, but it was mostly my back early in the season.
Moving forward, how excited are you about what this group can do in that top six role with, you know, being able to roll out both lines pretty much at any time and pretty legitimate threats?
Yeah. I mean, we get some really good young players. We started here at the end of the year, putting 7 wins together in a row. You know, we would have been one of the hottest team going to the playoffs if we would have made the playoffs. And instead, we're one of the hottest team going to a summer. So it leaves a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth. But it's encouraging at the same time to see that with this group, we can do it. We beat some teams that are in the playoffs, some good teams, and coming back from behind too. So it's like, it was like there's no panic in our games. Some that I feel like earlier in the season, when we get down a goal or two, it was almost like we could never really come back. It seems like a mountain to come back. And then now, for some reason, maybe because we were out, so the pressure wasn't there as much. We were getting down in games, and we felt comfortable in those games, even if we were down a few goals. So some we can learn from and definitely bring to our game next year.
You're going to have a lot of great players. What impressed you most with Patrick Laine's season?
I mean, he's got that great shot. He's great hands. He's a big guy. He's got it all, you know, so it's very impressive. I feel maybe he got a little tired, you know, at some points during the season, because it was a long year for him playing the World Championship, World Cup, you know, rookie camp, training camp, and like so many games for him in such a short period of time. So I think we're going to see even more from this guy. He's that good, so we're very excited about him.
Is there a feeling of uncertainty at all now with an expansion draft coming up and you know, talk about changes with this lineup before next season?
You would have asked me that 2 months ago. I'd probably have a different answer. That's just how this game goes, you know. I hope they protect me. We'll see what happens. It's already out of my control. All I could have done is play my best and hope they protect me, and I feel like I've done that. So now it's in their hands, really.
What would your answer have been 2 months ago?
I feel like I probably wouldn't have got protected, really, given the contract situation and the way I was producing. But they've signed me for a reason. They know what I can do. I've shown in the past. I've shown it now. So it's, I'm glad it ended up that way for me personally. So at least I gave myself a chance to stay here.
What is it about this group, Matthew, that excites you, you know, going forward, that makes you want to stay here?
These young guys, you know, they're so good. And, you know, you get Scheiss. I thought Scheiss was great. Probably, you know, one of the top centermen in the league now. Like, he's strong. He does it all. Now he plays PK. And then you have Patty, who was just an 18-year-old. And, you know, Nikki, Morrissey, I thought he was great all year for us. And we have our veteran guys that have been there, and they're good. So I think if we can get some saves too, I think this year that was kind of a bit of a struggle for us. So there's no team making the playoffs that isn't getting saves, so we're going to definitely need some saves too.
Back to 2 months ago, you were pretty open with us back then about talking about the trade rumors that were happening and all that kind of stuff. So it's something you think about, and we've talked about how you thought about it. Is the expansion draft going to be something that's going to be on your mind now that you're gone? Like, are you thinking about it? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll be looking at it, see what happens, see if I'll be here or if I'll be going somewhere. So it won't really bother me because I'll be home this summer, and I mean, I'll just be looking at, like, see what's happening. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Like I said, it's really out of my control now, so all I can do is sit back and see what happens.
Have you had any discussions with management about what might happen or what they're planning to do?
Yeah, I asked them. They obviously gave me the answer that I probably wanted to hear. You know, they'll say they'll try to do everything they can to protect me, but nothing certain. So I don't really know to this point really what's going to happen. They'll try to protect me. That's what I've heard.
Okay.